Hey, this is Thrasher.
And I'm Mosh. We're the Headbangers. And you're listening to the Wrestle Horror Show. Podcast.
Podcast. Is it still a show?
It's a podcast. It's not a show.
It's a podcast show.
There's no show. There's not seeing anything. It's a podcast. You're listening. Wrestle
you listen
Horror.
To a show?
You can't listen.
My great-grandmom did. She listened to shows.
Your great-grandma was weird.
I know.
Oh, Jesus.
So anyway,
just keep listening to the Wrestle Horror Podcast. Show.
Hey, this is Vicky Guerrero, and thank you for supporting and listening to the Wrestle Horror Podcast. Excuse me!
Hey, this is AK-47 Allison K, and you are listening to the Wrestle Horror Podcast.
Hey, everybody, this is Spencer.
And this is Landon.
And we're from the Last Match Standing Podcast, and you are listening to the Wrestle Horror Podcast.
Hey, this is Shark Boy, and you're listening to the Wrestle Horror Podcast.
Hi, this is Biggie Man, and you're listening to Wrestle Horror Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, Pennywise's balloon's looking a little more normal now.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's still standing strong. We got her blowed back up and still hanging in there.
But, you know, we want to talk about what an amazing weekend we had last week at the Squared Circle Expo. What an amazing convention. So many people there. Superstars willing to talk to us, meeting people. It was phenomenal. It was a great kickoff for Squared Circle Expo.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That was my first time vending at a actual convention. I've been to conventions before as a guest or as a customer, I guess, but I've never actually vended at one. So it was kind of hard to, you want to run around and go do everything and see everything. And you're like, crap, I got to get back to the table. Cause we tended to disappear a lot this weekend.
The wives are for.
Yeah. Yeah. And they did a great job. They helped us out so we could roam.
Oh, they did. Chris and Terry were wonderful. You know, we had Superman Onyx right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
And what was amazing is the booth they gave us. Oh my gosh. Everybody had to walk by us to get into the convention.
Yep. There was no way around it.
You're not miss Wrestle Horror. And as a matter of fact, we got a late night Instagram post from somebody that visited our booth and tagged us on it. That was just really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. When everything was all closed and shut down, it was like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. And somebody was posting Instagram pictures sitting at the booth with the Wrestle Horror banner.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the most amazing things that I felt came out of the convention is there was another podcast called Last Match Standing.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up to us on Friday and said, we love your podcast. You guys are great. It was like, so people outside of Ohio are listening to us. It was just like, this is great. I mean, our reach is getting out there. And these guys were so gracious and everything. And you're actually going to hear them a little bit later on the show. Fans, and you know what more could we ask for?
Right. Yeah, they were clear down in Louisiana, so it ain't like they were just outside of the mid. They wasn't even in the Midwest, so you know it's good that they found us, and we appreciate it very much. And I listened to their podcast as well, and they run a good podcast themselves. So it's Last Match Standing. You know, give them a chance, give them a listen.
Absolutely, they have some great content. With where they rank these matches. And if you're a huge fan of wrestling, which I think you are, if you're listening to this podcast, they've got a lot to offer you. And shout out to the guys, Landon and Spencer. Shout out to you guys. It was great. But, you know, and aside from that, we met some great superstars over the weekend. You know, we talked to Allison Kay, AK-47.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to Boogeyman, which is really creepy. You have to listen to that interview.
Oh, yeah.
Shauna Reed from FGW and AEW, that was an amusing interview because Boogeyman was stalking her. Again, listen to the interview on this show.
Yeah, he made two of podcast appearances over the weekend.
Yeah, it was gold. Who else did we talk? We talked to the Headbangers. And it all started when I flubbed up my intro.
Yeah. Should I tell them or just let them listen to it?
No, they got to listen to it. Don't all tell right. them. They got to listen to it.
All right.
And we had Shark Boy on the line as well. So it was just really an immense amount of content. Vicky Guerrero.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yep, that was my go-to person there at the expo, which, I mean, there was a lot of great stars, but, you know, I've always been a heel guy. And, you know, when you talk about heels, even like in a manager role or a general manager role or whatever role she played, I mean, she could get the crowd going like nobody I've seen. You know, she's just got that natural talent to get people to dislike her. And I appreciate that about her.
You know, the funny thing was the Friday night we were in the elevator and Vicky got on the elevator with us. I didn't recognize her because her hair was a different color.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so soft-spoken
and
very kind. And so, and you know, we got off the elevator and you looked at me and said, you know, that was Vicky Guerrero. And I said, what?
Right.
Because she was nothing like her on-screen persona. So it was weird. And then on Saturday, I was in the elevator with Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
Plunger Blaze, you know, and we talked to so many great people and met people. My wife, Chris, and I got to meet Jake the Snake Roberts, yep. which is, you know, on my bucket list because he's a legend, a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Saw so many different stars there. Dustin Rhodes, Dr. Britt Baker, Booker T, mm-hmm. Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara. The list goes on.
Kane.
Kane yep. was the big... The line for Kane to get his autograph, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was probably one of the longest lines I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, it stretched out the entire length of the hotel, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, there was tons more, like Godfather, Duke the Dumpster, Al Snow. I mean, the Highlanders. I mean, just so many. Nyla Rose, she was sitting with Vicky. I mean, just so many stars were there. It was really cool to see. And, Kevin Sullivan, you know, he was there. And speaking of, you know, Andrew Anderson was sitting with Kevin Sullivan, and a funny elevator story, because it seemed like every time I got on an elevator, I was in there with a star. And, you know, I was in there with the Headbangers, with Vicky, with Medusa, and just, you know, and then where I'm in the elevator, and there's like six of us in there, no wrestlers, you know, just all fans. And the door opens and Andrew Anderson starts walking in. And one of the fans says, Andrew Anderson. And I didn't know this at the time until I talked to him later, but apparently he knew the guy. And as soon as the guy says that, Andrew Anderson, if you know who he is, he can be a little high strung sometimes. And he just like snaps inside this elevator. He grabs this dude in a headlock, starts wrenching his headlock on him. And the guy's got glasses, so he's trying to keep his glasses from falling off. And he's like grunting and growling, and he lets the guy go. And he just draws back and gives him this huge chop in the chest. And it was like the loudest smack I've heard in a while. And then I guess that just started the windfall, because then he looks at me and he's like, oh, you want some too? So he hits me with a big chop. And, you know, I manned up. I know sold that shit. I was like, ah, that wasn't nothing. You know, I just no sold it. And then there was another guy that was standing beside me, had another little dude behind him. And he was like, I see you back there. You ain't getting away. So he like, and this is as the elevator's moving. So he like shoves the guy to the side, and then he hits a chop on this other guy, but he chopped everybody on the elevator except for the one lady. He didn't hit the lady. I'll give him that. But I mean, it was actually pretty great. I mean, I was cracking up laughing. I was like, damn, he just like went off on everybody.
You know, Donnie, I mean, it was such an amazing weekend. Mm-hmm. And I've got to give kudos and shout outs to the organizers, Adolfo Dorda, Ed Gonzalez, Hardcore Heather Owens. They put on an amazing show, and they've already scheduled next year in April. You don't have to wait a year to go back. We've already booked our hotels.
Oh yeah, we're ready.
Because it's going to be even bigger and better next year. And with COVID restrictions being lifted, it's going to be even busier too, which is a good thing for everybody.
Yeah, so we had a lot of people helping us out this weekend. We might have to, or this past weekend, we might have to enlist a couple more.
You know, we may have to. And, you know, one of the funny things that I enjoyed was, it was on Saturday and we were in the ballroom. You were helping Big Tom put together his ring for the show that night.
Mm-hmm.
And after the ring was put together, my wife, Chris, and the referee, Peachy Rodriguez, have this love-hate relationship. So we convinced her to get into the ring with Peachy. She's had absolutely no wrestling training whatsoever. And she got in there and they're slap fighting and doing this and that and the other. And I finally looked at her after about 5 minutes and just do the job. So she laid down and Peachy did a Chris Jericho right on, stood on her chest, you know, flexed his arms. It was funny. I mean, if I can edit the video and put it in, I will. But, you know, it was a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, he did have his superstar badge. So, I mean, of course he's going to go over, you know.
Yeah, he had that superstar badge. I don't know. God, but what an amazing weekend it was. And, you know, wrestling fans and wrestlers, it's different because, you know, us being in the business, you know, we walk up, hey, how you doing? Slap hands, shake hands. You don't normally do that in a convention.
Mm-hmm.
With stars, but with wrestling stars, it's different because it's a part of the wrestling culture,
right,
to greet people. And that was in itself was amazing too. And to talk to so many different stars and nobody had a bad word to say. Everybody was really great.
Mm-hmm.
People's like the Boogeyman. He completely stayed in character.
Oh yeah.
Prior interview. It's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can be intimidating sometimes.
Yes, he can. And he, you know, when my wife and I, Chris, we went over to meet him, we took a picture with him, and then he came back and he says, can I take another picture with you? And I'm like, sure. But he wanted to take it with Chris, and he picked Chris up and he was holding her. It was all on him, you know. We didn't ask for this,
all right?
So that just goes to show what kind of, you know, appreciation they show the fans, because they're willing to go the extra mile and give them an amazing show and memories.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Another good thing that I liked about it that I noticed as well, that as you know, at a lot of conventions, you know, you don't see like the horror actors and actresses walking all around and you know, they kind of like go to their table and their photo shoot or photo ops, and then they're like up in their room out of view or whatever. But, you know, here at this one, like all the wrestlers were walking around and they weren't, you know, they weren't, there was no like attitude or egos. I mean, a fan would walk by any of them and say, you know, hey, and they would say, hey, how you doing? And it was just like, they were just part of the group. And I really enjoyed that. Just like with, when we walked by and Booker was coming the opposite direction as us. And we like passed so close that he flipped his hair and it like hit me in the chest and the neck. And I was like, he just hit me with his hair. And I don't know if it was you or Peachy behind me, but somebody was like, hey, Book. And he was just like, hey, man, how's it going? And just, I mean, it was, you know, and they kept on walking. Nobody like pestered him or marked out, quote unquote, as they say. I mean, everybody was cordial. And I thought that was really cool and unique, you know, that the stars that, you know, everybody idolizes on TV, you can just walk by them and say, hey, and they've returned, you know, they returned the salutations and stuff. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, one that I remember is Pope Elijah Burke. We saw him walk by the booth, gosh, I don't know how many times.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always joking with some fan as he walked by.
Yeah.
But another thing that was great was the cosplayers.
Mm-hmm.
Costumes, you know. We saw a Hulk Hogan, a little bit of a belly, but
right.
It was a Hulk Hogan cosplayer. We saw Macho Man. We saw Undertaker. But the one that impressed me most was that girl that cosplayed Charlotte Flair.
Yeah. Yep. She was pretty spot on.
She kind of looked like her for start.
Mm-hmm.
And her costume was all handmade and it looked fabulous.
Yeah. Mine was the Shockmaster. That was my favorite.
Yes.
And everybody kept saying, you know, it doesn't work if he doesn't fall. And there was a cosplay a costume contest. And we didn't get to see it because we were at the booth, but apparently when he walked up on the stage to show off his costume, he did the fall and the helmet flew off and he sold the whole thing. Cause like everybody, I guess at the contest was like, if he doesn't fall, then it's not going to work. And he did it, I guess. Like I said, I didn't see it, but I guess his helmet went rolling across the stage and I guess it was pretty awesome.
Great moments and bad wrestling promos. I mean, I'll never forget that from WCW when the Shockmaster did that. It was a classic this guy just, you know, played it up with the hill.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He looked just like him too. That was what the cool thing was. Same body structure almost and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, overall, what a great show. Again, the organizers did a fantastic job, made everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to keep them moving forward in 2022 and beyond, because this was a great wrestling convention.
Yeah. Yep.
This is the first pure wrestling convention I've been to. And I've been to horror conventions where they had pro wrestlers, but this was on a different level.
Yep.
And the interaction with the fans and the stars. And the great thing is you didn't see a whole lot of fans marking out all over the place and just fawning over somebody.
No, that's what I said. Everybody was just like, it was, you know, normal and supposed to be that way. Everybody was just talking and hanging out and having a blast.
So, you know, with that being said, you know, we're not going to tie you up anymore. We're going to let you listen to the interviews. The shout outs came at the beginning of the show. You'll listen to our 6 interviews with, you know, Last Match Standing, Shauna Reed, AK-47, Allison K, Shark Boy,
The Headbangers, Cody Hawk,
Headbangers,
Cody Hawk, Boogeyman.
Cody Hawk's been in there a couple of times. Mm-hmm. He kind of popped in here and there.
Yep.
we hope you enjoy this because it was a great show, and I hope it inspires some of you to come to Squared Circle Expo 2022. Because if 2021 was any example, 2022 is going to blow the roof off the thing. I mean, it just fabulous, and you can't miss this show. And it's great for the Midwest because, you know, you've got WrestleCade down in wherever WrestleMania is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that WrestleCade? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got what's that one down in North Carolina in the fall? And but it's down in North Carolina, North Carolina in the fall. This is great for us. It's a great show.
Yeah. And I say the good thing about it is that we got on the hotel bandwagon early. So like this year, all of us was in separate hotels and separate areas. And this year, Superman Onyx is going to be joining us again. And he's already got his room booked. So we're all going to be in the same hotel this time. And so everybody doesn't have to congregate up to my room to sneak a little shot of the good stuff here and there. It's like,
yeah, Chris and I booked the hotel already too, and hopefully Onyx is still the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Champion next year.
Yeah, well, let's see. It'll be right after the Arnold's. If things open up and they do the Arnold, it's usually the first week in March, so it'll be just weeks after that.
Right.
So, but yeah, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be very exciting.
And, you know, Onyx, he took a lot of pictures and signed autographs too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He had a lot of people, like a lot of the stars that knew him from back in the day. Like Billy Gunn came up to him. Kevin Sullivan, you know, had come up to him. Boogeyman, Congo Kong. You know, he had a lot of people, not only, you know, just fans, but just people in the business come up. He's well-respected, and it was cool to see. You know, I liked seeing him get those accolades and people recognizing him. I thought that was very cool.
Yeah, I did too, because my wife, Chris, looked at me and she goes, does he know everybody? I said, wrestlers know each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a good dude and people like that.
Yeah. So
he did lose every daggone arm wrestling match he got into. He couldn't beat a single kid that weekend.
And that one little girl, he looked at her afterwards. He said, what's your name? He said, I'm going to have to press charges because you hurt my arm. And if you know Superman Onyx, I mean, he's all muscle and he's stout chested and he's got arms as big as my thighs. And and this little girl put him down and he's like shaking his arm. He hurt it so bad.
Yeah. he was like, oh, for the whole weekend.
I know. And he's so great with the kids.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So with all that being said, we've been rambling on long enough. Enjoy the interviews and the shout outs on this episode of the Wrestle Horror Podcast, and we will catch you on the next show.
See you guys.
Greetings, listeners. Meat Hook Jim here at the Squared Circle Expo, Indianapolis, Indiana. With me, as always, Donnie Hoover.
Hey, guys.
And we're down on the show floor, and I ran across Allison Kay, AK-47. I've met her before. Allison, how has the show been for you so far?
So far, so good. Tomorrow's the big day, so I'm saving my energy for that. But we've had a lot of fans come through today. It's been a lot of fun.
Excellent. And for those of the listeners that we have that may not know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, boy. I've been wrestling for a couple minutes. I've had a couple matches.
One or two, yeah.
I have been all over the world. I've been wrestling for over 12 years now. I've wrestled in Japan, China, India, Mexico, England, Canada, of course the U.S. I have been Impact. I'm like, where do I even begin? I'm like trying to go in chronological order. Impact, I was Sienna, two-time Knockouts champion. I wrestled for all the major companies in the U.S., ROH, AEW, WWE Mae Young Classic 2018. I'm a former NWA Women's World Champion. Did I cover everything?
I think so.
I hit everything, but I'm mostly independent right now.
Anything in the pipeline for you coming up?
I am focusing on the independents, and I'm having a lot of fun on Twitch right now. I just started my Twitch a couple months ago. We just hit a very big sub goal, so I'm flying Marty Bell out. Marty Bell is another wrestler. She's my best friend in this world, and I'm flying her out to Detroit. We're going to have a lot of fun on Twitch. So the indies and Twitch are where it's at right now.
So, you know, Demon Bunny, you're a part of Demon Bunny. I know you came here to rep them today. How is it working with Rosemary and Allie?
Oh, it is just a delight. We have actually been friends for a long time. I met them, I want to say 2010 or 2011 in Canada. And I'm from Detroit. I'm not from Canada. But because of that friendship, a lot of people think I'm Canadian as well. I rode into Shimmer with Cherry Bomb back in the day, so people just assumed I was from Canada. So with Rosemary, Allie, and Chelsea, we all became very, very close in Impact, particularly when we went to India. We got really, really close on that trip. So it's wonderful working with your very close friends.
I think that makes it a lot easier when you're on the road, especially.
Oh, absolutely. And in planes and in foreign countries.
Yeah, it helps to know somebody when you're in a foreign country, definitely.
Yes.
Allison, I know Donnie has a question for you.
Yeah, so we're gonna get out of your hair and move on, but before we have to ask you the question we ask everybody, and you are the main character in your own horror film. What's your go-to kill?
Well, first of all, side note for this podcast, just putting it in the universe, if anyone ever wants to hire me to be in a horror film, I am more than happy to be. Huge fan. I made a top low budget horror list last Halloween, and so I'm very, very into it. Anyway, already off the top of my head, I already know I would absolutely use a machete. That is my method.
Yeah, that's my girl. Being I'm a Jason fan, yeah. That's it.
I have been known to carry a machete to a ring a couple times, so that would absolutely be my method.
Well, and I also know that generally when you are performing, you are a bit hard-edged as opposed to what we're seeing right now, but which one is the act and which one's real?
I don't know. I might have to leave that up to interpretation.
Well, Allison, we're going to get out of your hair and let you move on with the rest of the show. Thank you so much for spending some time with Wrestle Horror, and we look forward to watching your career in the future.
Thank you for having me. Good luck with the podcast.
All right, thank you so much.
Greetings, listeners. Meat Hook Jim here with the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, Donnie Hoover.
Hey, guys.
And right now we're standing in front of somebody who embodies wrestling and horror, and quite frankly, I'm scared to death right now.
I'm a little nervous.
We are talking to Boogeyman. Boogeyman, it's all about the horror, my friend.
It's all about the horror. The horror. horror, I say. The horror, the wrestling horror show. Yeah.
But have you scared too many people here at the expo yet?
Too many people is not enough. I want to scare the whole world. Yeah.
Have you ate any kids today?
Are you a good kid or a bad kid? Yeah. Bad kids don't last with the boogeyman. But the wrestling horror show to all the good kids. Keep listening.
I wish you guys could see that. I'm scared to death at this point. He's drooling. He's ready to kill somebody. I mean, the claws are coming out. Boogeyman, how many more people are you going to get before this expo is over?
One, two. I'm coming for you. Three, four.
Lock your door.
Donnie, I'm terrified at this point.
Right. I want to ask him the question, but I'm kind of afraid of the answer.
What is the question, Donnie?
I don't want to be demonstrated on. The question is, you are the main character in your own serial killer film. Mm. What is your go-to kill?
My go-to kill? Reach into your chest with the claws of my hand and rip your heart out and eat it.
Yeah, at this point in time, I'm bald, but let me tell you, Donnie's hair just turned white.
I'm starting to smile a little bit.
No, but everyone, be sure and listening to Wrestle Horror Show, because you never know where the boogeyman may go.
See, now, I at this point in time, I'm going to be looking under my bed tonight, because the boogeyman... Boogeyman, don't scare me under my bed tonight, please.
I will not. What about if I came out of your closet?
Now I'm going to have to lock the closet door.
No, but it's really great, guys. Thank you for interviewing me. It's a really good deal. You know, and like I said, I'd love to come down and hang out with you guys on the Wrestling Horror Show, man. It's all good. You guys do a good thing. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, thank you very much. I really
appreciate you.
It's an honor, and you know, I hope the rest of the show goes well for you. Make sure you get those kids.
Yes. Yes. Kids, beware. What do you see when you look into the mirror? That I'm a part of you, and you are a part of me. The field rat is fast. But the owl sees at night. I'm the boogeyman, and I'm coming to get ya!
I'm going to run away in terror now. Thank you, boogeyman, for scaring the hell out of me. And thanks for being on the Wrestle Horror Podcast.
One little, two little, three little Indians. Four little, five little, six little Indians. Bye-bye now.
Hi, listeners. Meat Hook Jim here. If you are easily offended by off-color humor and sexual innuendo, as well as coarse language, you might want to skip over this interview with the Headbangers. It is hilarious, but it is very, very colorful in its language.
Greetings, listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast, here live at Squared Circle Expo, Indianapolis, Indiana. With me, of course, always my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, it's been a good show so far.
Oh, yeah, it's been a great show.
Donnie Hoover, and he's with Wrestle Horror?
Yeah, see?
He's a Hoover. He's Wrestle Horror.
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 Horror. He's a Hoover. Hoover.
And if you heard the shout-out, we're sitting here talking to the Headbangers.
The Headbangers. We're not giving out hand jobs here. We're here to talk and sell pictures and hang out with fans. We're not here to make out with you. God. See, right now we need video because his head is like red like a tomato.
I should have brought my camera.
And it's the size of a watermelon. Holy Calvador Batman.
So how's the show been for you, sir?
Oh, it's been awesome seeing everybody out here in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis? Is that where we're at?
We're in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indiana. Oh.
Yeah, that's where we are. No, these are great. We love the conventions. It's for us, it's a great time to come out and mingle with the fans. But the other part for us, it's a big reunion. We get to see everyone we haven't seen in forever and laugh and joke about how we used to be compared to how we are now, which is pretty tame now compared to where we used to be.
And for those of you younger listeners that are listening, you may not know this, but they used to be WWE Tag Team
WWF Tag Team Champions. Former NWA World Tag Team Champions. And we are your current Tag Team Champions of the Universe.
And the most underrated tag team in the world today.
In all of wrestling.
All of wrestling.
All of wrestling. Real big.
Even midget wrestling.
Yes, midgets too.
We
midgets
would dominate rule. That.
Midgets rule.
We should do that.
We should do it. We can get on our knees and we'd still win.
Yeah, that would be so fun. Do a double drop kick with our knees.
Isn't that how Ricky and Robert do it now?
Well, now
they kick you in the knee.
Because they have bad hips.
They kick you in the knee, Ricky and Robert do now.
Who?
Ricky and Robert. The Rock and Roll
get
Express.
It? Who?
Who?
Yeah.
Hoot.
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 So, guys, what's going on? I know you guys are still wrestling out there, at least somewhat. I mean, right?
Yeah, we're wrestling when we want to. We're wrestling when a promotion calls us. We're available and they pay us what we want.
That's right.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So for now, it's fun. Again, we still enjoy being in the ring. It gives us a reason to hang out together a little bit more because even though we live 10 minutes away from each other, we see each other more on the road.
Yes, right. And he is my longest relationship.
So, any big shows coming up in the future that you guys are going to be a part of?
There's a promotion in Florida that we do a lot with. It's called Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling, ARW. They're actually on Fight TV every Thursday night at 8 o'clock.
That's it.
So we've been working the Ascension, who is now known as the Awakening. So I'm working with those guys. So
we just beat them for our belts back.
Yeah, we just won our belts. We are two-time ARW Tag Team Champions. I don't think anyone else has had them twice.
Two-time. Who cares?
But if they did, we're still the first.
That's right.
So Donnie has a question for you here because Donnie always does this question, and I'm going to let him ask you right now.
Yep, absolutely. We ask everybody this question, and the question is, you are the main serial killer in your own horror film. What is your go-to kills?
My go-to kill would be rip the head off the body. Do I have a weapon?
If you want. Do you have anything
you want? Just rip somebody's head right off there.
Can I curse?
Fucking body. God damn.
See, I would just do a double titty twister and just twist the titties off. Just twist the titties right off.
The blood would be squirting
out? Yeah, the blood would be squirting out. They would bleed to death right there. Just take them, grab them, and just squish them. Yeah, double titty twister. I like it. I just came up with that right now.
That's probably the most unique one.
It is. It would be a long death, but, eventually.
Listen, it's not my death. I don't care how long it takes.
It's only a 2.5-hour movie.
Who cares? Who says you want him to die quick? Let him suffer, sons of bitches.
You're going to pour salt in the wound?
I mean, look at the nipples on this guy over here.
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow, manure Batman.
It's like he's ready for a riot.
It's like a B-cup. There's no camera now. Totally wasted.
It's a guy with a large breast.
Why did you whisper directly into
him? I don't know. I was afraid he might hear me and get a complex.
Boy, he is wearing like a Riot Squad helmet on
his
head. He rides a little yellow school bus.
Because he took too many shots in the face.
He took too many loads to the face. Is that what you just said? Is that what you meant by shots? Sorry, we go off on tangents.
This is great.
We should actually have our own podcast and just talk stupid shit like this.
Hey, I can help you produce it. It
definitely work.
So, guys, thanks so much. Mosh, Thrasher, you guys are awesome.
No, we are not awesome. We are tremendous.
Tremendous.
Yes.
Excuse me, tremendous. I apologize.
That's okay.
Tremendous.
If you do it again, I'm giving you the double titty twister.
Oh, no, God, no. No double titty twister.
And you'll die.
And blood's going to come out.
You a duck? What is that?
Thank you guys so much. This has been one of the most entertaining interviews.
You're damn right it has.
All right. Have good mosh pitting
and better masturbating.
Hi, listeners. Meat Hook Jim here. I was going to insert an interview with FGW star Shauna Reed at this point, but I ran into her on Friday night and she bribed me with her love and affection not to insert this interview. So, you know, I kind of thought about it and told her that I wouldn't put it in. However, after I got home, I realized if she's giving me her love and affection, Cody Hawk might not be real happy. So, sorry, Shauna. Here's the interview.
Greetings, listeners. Meat Hook Jim here. Day two of the Squared Circle Expo. We're in the Superstar Room. We've been talking to some great stars, but we can't forget about our local stars. And I am, of course, talking about the daughter of a thousand maniacs, Shauna Reed, with FGW, AEW. You know, Shauna, it's great to see you again.
Good to be back. Good to be back. Oh, my God, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I can't.
Wow. Look out, brother.
Gotta get her.
Right now, Shauna is being stalked by the boogeyman, and Shauna is terrified.
The state paranormal.
What's your name, young man?
She does all this paranormal stuff, and she's terrified for her life right now.
No, it's really cool. Thank you so much.
So Boogeyman, get back over here for a second here. Okay, we just met Shauna Reed, and she was hiding from us, hiding from you.
It's one of the most beautiful persons I've ever seen in my life. Shauna Reed, she's beautiful indeed.
She's like legit shaking right now.
So right now, Shauna is,
I can't do an interview now.
Is terrified. Boogeyman came around and she was hiding behind me. She was hiding behind Donnie.
Yeah, she said she's been terrified of him since she was a kid.
Calm down, Shauna.
Oh, I just almost died and no one cared.
Deep breath.
And a mask. I'll be passing out here in the next few minutes. Okay, but Cody wasn't here to witness, so we're okay. Right. It never happened.
We never saw it.
No. Nice. I was terrified.
What would you do if he was at a paranormal hunt and he come out?
I'd leave. That would be my... Yeah, I go on paranormal hunts all the freaking time. Deal with, like, that crap with a freaking booking.
Boogeyman's her limit.
Yeah.
That's when they take shit too far right there.
Shauna, I got to tell you, Donnie and I interviewed him yesterday, and he was just like he was now, and he scared us. Yeah. You know, I'm sitting there worried about him being under my bed at some point in time, you know?
No, he's freaking amazing. Like, his gimmick's amazing, everything's amazing, just as creepy as hell. Everything is perfect, great, amazing. He is great, amazing, and oh my God. Okay, I lived.
Oh, you lived. You survived. That's the important thing.
For at least
you
a few more minutes.
The boogeyman.
At least a few more minutes.
So the last time we talked to you, you had just gotten back from training with Dustin Rhodes, and then we turned around and we saw you on a couple of AEW dark matches. How was that experience for you?
It was mind blowing. You know, it's always. It's really been my goal to be on AEW kind of more so recently, and then getting trained by the guy who actually trains the girls, and I've always been a like Dustin Rhodes fan and like a Rhodes family fan, so like when he opened a school, I legit just sent in a video not thinking that I was like, oh, it's not gonna be anything, and then I get a call from Dustin, I'm like, okay, crap. So
yeah, I gotta get ready.
Yeah, so now going down there and getting to do that was with him was amazing, and then being the first person that he chose out of his school to take to Dark and to do that means a lot, and there's a lot of weight on my shoulders that day, and then to be put against Britt Baker and then to be put against Thunder Rosa the next day, it was like, okay, let's die now, it's fine.
I'd be honest, I really enjoyed your match with Thunder Rosa.
That was a childhood dream.
I thought that was a fantastic match.
Well, not childhood, but like one of my dream, like she has been a dream match of mine, and to have it done on AEW was like mind-blowing. So. Oh, yeah.
So how has the con been for you today? I mean, has it been good? Have you been seeing a lot of the fans?
Yeah, it's been actually pretty good. And more, like, I wasn't really, I'm like nobody, so I wasn't really expecting anybody to come over. And I've had quite a few people, so that's been really, really cool. And seeing people I've been on shows with in the past, like, I haven't seen in a long time, even before COVID. Like, it's, you know, and seeing them now, it's really cool.
Excellent.
That's a good point. How are you feeling about the COVID starting to loosen up and we're actually in a building with more than three people in it?
I've been ready for that for like ever. And then coming from living in Texas for 3 months where they completely opened up and now having to come back here and wear the mask and be all masked back up.
Mm-hmm.
That really sucked. But
right.
I was spoiled down there and now I'm not. So, but June 2nd.
It's coming. Yep.
Yes. I'm ready.
I have a mask burning party.
Yeah.
Right? World's biggest bonfire.
Right. Well, we're not going to keep you, and we've already asked you the question, so you go off the hook on the question.
Woo-hoo! Mm-hmm. I couldn't answer anything anyways.
The boogeyman so thing rattled. Is enough.
I'm so rattled.
See, she can't talk to us or something scary doesn't happen.
No.
Yeah, he's behind you now.
Yeah, I see him over there. I'm keeping an eye on him. But yeah, I'm looking at him, and I looked behind me still, so.
There could be two.
My luck.
So, Shauna, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Being terrified during the interview.
Sorry you got to experience that.
That was amazing.
So.
And we will. I'm sure we'll chat soon. And
yeah.
I will probably see you next week.
Well, there you go. Good. Perfect.
For Donnie and myself, we'll see you on the next show.
See you guys.
Greetings, listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, along with my co-host, Donnie Hoover. We're live at the Squared Circle Expo, Indianapolis, Indiana. Day two. It has been off the chain. Lots of people meeting superstars, signing autographs. And the superstar I'm sitting next to right now, I've watched him for years in TNA and other promotions in the area. I'm talking about the man or the fish or the shark from the deep blue sea. Oh, Shell, yeah, we're talking about Shark Boy. How you doing, Shark Boy?
All right, man, how are you?
Doing great, man. How's the show been for you?
It's been awesome, man. It's been a lot of people. It's great to just kind of be back and, you know, doing things like this after such a long break. I'm really enjoying getting out and seeing people again.
Right on. And you're wrestling tonight, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Can you believe that? 24 years I've been Shark Boy, so just this month. So now
you're making me feel old.
Yeah, right? People can't believe it. I can't believe it. But, yeah, I'll be stepping back in the ring tonight, so I'm really excited about it.
Awesome. So how did you get started? I mean, where did Shark Boy come from?
You know, initially it was sort of inspired by a song in the late 90s. There was a band called the Toadies that had a song called I Come From the Water. And I heard this song and it sort of just kind of clicked in my head. It would be cool to be an underwater wrestler that emerges and fights the wrestling bad guys. That was sort of the idea. And so that's kind of, it evolved from a piranha into a shark boy.
Okay. All
yep.
Right. You know, watching you in TNA back in the day, and it was... Your catchphrase was very similar to somebody else's catchphrase with a slight...
I don't know what you mean.
I said somebody, I didn't say who.
Right.
But, you know, all the shark and sea-themed things and the quips you would do just really tickled me, and I enjoyed watching it.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought, you know, people ask me how I would describe the character. I say it's sort of like Steve Austin meets SpongeBob SquarePants. That's what I would say.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. That right.
So, besides the show tonight, anything on the horizon for you? I mean,
I've got some stuff coming up. If I could just put a shameless plug out there, I'm on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Sharkboy24_7 is my handle. And anything I'm doing, you'll see it on there. I've got a thing coming up in Alabama you can find out about. And then I just lined up another deal up in Michigan. I believe it's next month. I want to say it's in June, I think. So, but anyway, the details will be on my Twitter account.
Okay, mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, as we interview people, one of the things we do on Wrestle Horror is we always ask a certain question of every guest, and I'm going to let Donnie ask you that question.
Okay, yep, all right.
I say there's no right or wrong answer. It's a question we ask everybody.
Okay.
And it's you are the main serial killer in your own horror film.
Uh-huh.
What's your go-to kill?
My go-to kill? Well, I guess it would have to involve teeth. I think I would probably, well, Shark Boy generally bites in the posterior. I think if I was going for the kill, though, it might be like the jugular. I think I would, yeah, the jugular bite would be my go-to kill.
Perfect.
And that was just off the top of my head. I was not expecting that question.
That's how we usually like to do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how we spring it on people.
That's just good.
It's an unusual question that goes along with the Wrestle of Horror concept.
That's good. I like it. The other way I could do it is I could tie them up and put on Best of Disco Inferno and bore them to death. That would be my second, yeah, a long, painful death, yeah. And it's a very short best of video, so you just put it on a loop. You know what I mean? So
that's awesome. Shark Boy, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us here on Wrestle Horror. We look forward to following your Twitter feed and find out more about you. And good luck with the rest of the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, and that's a fishing line because Shark Boy said so. Oh, shell yeah.
Greetings, listeners. Meet Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, Donnie Hoover. Donnie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And we have been wandering the show floor here at the Squared Circle Expo. Friday was busy. Saturday is off the chain. I mean, there's a huge line here for Kane that just stretches the entire length of the hotel, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But we're talking to Landon and Spencer of the Last Match Standing Podcast. We met these guys yesterday. They're fans of the show. We're honored. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. No, truly the pleasure is ours. Man, I've been into pro wrestling for about just as long as I've been into haunts. So this is really just sort of the best of both worlds. It's sort of there's nobody else doing what you guys are doing. You know what I mean?
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. And like I told you yesterday, it's Donnie's brainchild, but it just works because
it does.
Wrestling and horror just kind of intertwine. There's a lot of similarities going on in there. So tell us a little bit more about Last Match Standing.
So Last Match Standing is a podcast that was actually Landon's brainchild, right?
It was.
And so what we do is we review, relive, and rank the greatest wrestling match of all time. So every episode is a different match. And it's a struggle, right? It's something that we thought was going to be really easy going in, but 64 episodes later, trying to decide the differences between Bret Hart and Steve Austin from WrestleMania versus, I don't know, Bret Hart and Owen Hart from WrestleMania 10, those are, you know, pretty narrow borders between those types
of matches.
It really
is. It gets more difficult every single episode. What we try and do is we do a little bit of a deep dive before we get into the rankings. So we'll go into the careers of both men involved in the match or women. We have plenty, a lot of variation on the list. We've covered 9 different promotions so far, so we're trying to be as inclusive as possible. And we also take match suggestions, and so we thought it was a very important to build a list that was not just our opinion, but also the opinion of listeners around the world.
That's a great point. We are definitely not egomaniacal enough to think that our opinion is the most important when it comes to ranking great wrestling matches, right? So to Landon's point, we wanted to create a show that the listeners built, really, right? And so not only do we take match suggestions, but most of our episodes are built around polls where our listeners will vote on what match they think deserves a spot on the list. And to do a deep dive on those matches and really expand not only our wrestling horizons, but our listeners as well, has
exactly
been one of the very best parts of what we do.
You guys have a unique niche, in my opinion, with your podcast. Doing this ranking system with the different matches and trying, like you said, trying to be as inclusive as you can be. But, you know, we were talking yesterday, and Landon, you've got a background in the haunted attraction industry.
Absolutely, yeah. I've worked at the 13th Gate for 3 years. And, I mean, just an incredible, incredible group of people over there. I mean, the nicest folks in haunting that I have met. And I've been fortunate enough to actually live in Baton Rouge. But I know a lot of people from around the world travel to Baton Rouge just to visit the 13th Gate. And, I mean, every year they change it up a little bit. You never know what you're going to get, but it scares the shit out of you every year.
I'll say it's definitely on my bucket list, that's for sure.
And what about you, Spencer?
So on the opposite, you know, in contrast to Landon, I'm afraid of everything. So the 13th Gate, actually, what is really, really neat about what they do is not only are they what I would imagine is one of the best haunts in the country, but they also do the highest production escape rooms in the country as well. That's
exactly right.
From what I've seen.
They just won first, second, and third place for best scenic design in an escape room this year.
So, you know, if you're looking for something, you know, haunts aren't necessarily always all year round. If you're looking for a way to sort of get that thrill and that adrenaline rush, 13th Gates Escape Rooms also do that for you, right? And so that's sort of my input into the horror world,
sure.
You know? Like, it's sort of from the outside looking in. But to grow up in Louisiana, that's so full of history when it comes to, you know, haunts and voodoo and all that fun stuff. You know, it's something that we can't ignore being in Louisiana. It's the most fun.
Well, you know, I've been to New Orleans. I went to HauntCon back in 2018. Mm. I'm a retired haunted house actor. You guys ever heard of the Dent Schoolhouse?
Dent Schoolhouse, it rings a bell.
It's in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati.
Okay.
I spent 4 years there, and then I went and traveled with a group that we would go around the tri-state area, and we'd go act at different haunted attractions.
That sounds so much fun.
Had to be the most fun, exactly.
It was, too, and I made quite a bit of money doing it.
I'm sure. And I bet you get to meet some interesting people on the road.
Oh, absolutely. What I was driving at is you mentioned voodoo, hoodoo down in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
One of my characters is called Papa Jimbo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that fits right in.
And my costume was made by a lady that lives just outside of New Orleans.
Wow.
It's authentic voodoo.
How awesome is that?
But people look at me and go, but you're white. Yeah, and your point?
Exactly. What is your point? Yeah, no, absolutely. Louisiana is such a culture mix, right?
It's
a massive melting pot. And so, you know, that story makes a ton of sense, and it sounds just right out of the book of Louisiana.
I wish we could have seen it. If you've got pictures, please send them
over. The Dead Schoolhouse. And I'm a teacher in my day job, so now it's just really, it's really fitting in for me.
But enough about me. Let's talk about you guys some more. Did you mention that you guys do something on YouTube?
We have a YouTube channel. You can find all of our episodes there, along with just us, you know, goofing off a little bit. We have some spinoff podcasts that you can find on Patreon. We are ranking every WrestleMania of all time in our show Last Mania Standing. That's been so much fun. Started with episode 1, WrestleMania 1. Now we made it up to WrestleMania 21.
And as everyone knows, there's some ups and downs when you
yes,
go through all of those.
Yes, there certainly are. We also do trivia on our Patreon. Spencer over here is big into game shows. So am I. But this guy actually owns a game show company, and so he brings the trivia to us. And I mean, it's just so much fun. And we actually have a Patreon tier where the patrons get to come on the show and be part of the trivia. So it's been a really, really fun ride. We met some incredible people doing this podcast, and that's really the whole point.
Yeah, to Landon's point, you know, the idea of coming to something like Squared Circle Expo is the exact same idea behind doing a podcast like we're doing, and that is to meet some of the coolest wrestling fans you'll ever encounter, right? And we've had such a great opportunity, not just to meet you guys, who have been incredible, right, but also all of these fans that are just passionate about the sport and the business and the industry. And we try to convey that on our show as much as possible by just getting as much interaction as possible, you know? And that's really where it's the most fun. So, yeah, absolutely, you can find us on YouTube. You can get us on Twitter. We love any and all interaction on Twitter, at LastMatchCast. It's the same place on Facebook as well. We have no limits to what we're doing at this point. We're only 64 episodes in, but as you guys know, as wrestling fans, the list of the greatest matches of all time is endless.
It really is.
So we have a lot of landscape to hit in front of us, and we're excited about it.
We do.
Okay, so since you guys are fans of the show, you know what's coming next. Right?
Oh, God.
Donnie?
Yep. Time to hit him with a question. All right, who wants to go first? Either one of you, don't matter.
I'll take it.
All right, you guys know the routine. You are the main serial killer in your own horror film.
Uh-huh.
What's your go-to kill?
Okay. My go-to kill is always the one. I really love the one where the people are, they enter the room and they have no idea that the serial killer is in the room. One of my favorites of all time is the going to sleep, you're on the bed, and the machete comes in from underneath the mattress and goes straight through. I just love that one so much. I could watch it over and over and over and over and over again.
Let me tell you, listen, I said I was scared of everything, but let me tell you my favorite scene from a horror film in Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
In the house, there's a room. It's in actually the most recent, so it's one of my favorites, where there's mannequins all over the room. And so if I was a serial killer in my own horror film, there would just be mannequins dressed up as different wrestlers all throughout the house. All throughout the house, but I would be dressed as one of them, and you wouldn't know.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, depending on who's in there, you know, who wouldn't want to get killed by their favorite wrestler, right? So I think that's the way to go, for sure.
Oh, he beat me.
Well, once again, you know, you got, like I said, you guys have heard the show. All these unique different answers and two more unique answers. There has not been an answer that's been repeated twice.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's
love
fantastic.
That. You mean no one said wrestling mannequin? I can't believe it.
What's up with that?
I can't believe it.
Shocking enough. Huh?
And I thought mine was so cliche.
So, guys, thanks for taking some time to talk with us. We look forward to working with you guys in the future.
Absolutely.
I'm Meat Hook Jim, along with Landon and Spencer and my co-host, Donnie. We're at Squared Circle Expo. We will catch you later.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.